This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It was a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It is one of the ways we win. Okay? I mean, don't just start screaming about the last thing you saw come across your Twitter feed. You know, my dad back when we were kids, he used to make us read the paper on the weekends, on Sunday. So you go to church, you do your duty to God and country, and then what he would do is when you come back, he would have you pick a story out of the newspaper to read and discuss with him. And you're not going to read cartoons, buddy. You're going to have, but some of us, being the smart butts that we were, decided that we were going to just look at the picture or look at the title, depending on what was there, and we would try to tell him what was going on by the title. Yeah, it never worked out well. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. But anyhow, Tony Smith joins me as my co-host, as she does every Friday. I always appreciate her time with me. And he was pretty tough on us, Sonia. Yeah.
Well, not just tough. He sounded like he was real smart. And it probably set you up for what you do now for a living. I was listening to some reporters talk about, this is a case I didn't know anything about, but it was an 80-year-old, quote-unquote, woman who chopped the head off of a neighbor.
Oh.
And, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until you got to the end of the article that you found out that it was a transgender woman. It was actually a man. Because here's the thing, your common sense goes, A, an 80-year-old woman doesn't usually have the upper body strength or the demeanor or so your common sense is telling you one thing, but the news is telling you something else. They're saying an 80-year-old woman chops the head off. It's not typically a crime that women do. I mean, nothing really matches up, and you have to get to the last sentence to find out, oh yeah, it was a man. So news has changed over time. And, you know, you were talking about, we started off this topic talking about Rodney King, and it was one of the few times that we got to see things in video. We got to see
what
happened. So that's how news has evolved. So that brings a certain emotion about things. It brings a racial component to the whole thing. It's very complicated. And it's not justified, but it's complicated, and I think the discussion needs to be had, but I don't think we should let the media handle the discussion, because they will tell that this is about race. It isn't about race. It could have easily, that could have easily been a case about police brutality. And as much as, you know, I support the police and all that.
Yeah, but they're not perfect. Yeah, I support them, too. I'll stand behind them. I'll even give them the benefit of the doubt. But it's still a matter of, you know, they are human and they make mistakes.
Exactly. And we could have had that discussion if the whole race thing hadn't been brought into it. And then by bringing race into it, we brought a riot into it, which brought a city to be destroyed, which brought my VCR to be destroyed, which is the biggest problem.
I should have gone after the LAPD for that, seriously. I'm sure they had enough of them down in the evidence room just to give you one, you know?
Yeah. And then, you know, and with the OJ thing, I am certainly not justifying this, but what I am saying is that when the left, and I do think it's the left, they bring race into everything, we don't get fairness out of it, because I think many people think that OJ was guilty of that crime, but because of the racial component, you know, certain people weren't allowed to say that.
Yep. Hey, let's move on to Joe Biden. I mean, not that I equate any of them to Joe Biden, but you and I talk about how they just don't see it, their hypocrisy, and right in front of their faces, they can't see what's happening. So Joe Biden attacks Republican lawmakers for banning, ready for this one, sexually explicit books in schools. Now, of course he's upset. I mean, have you read his daughter's diary, right? You know what I'm saying? Same guy who took showers.
Yeah, but he also does the scratch and sniff book.
Oh, yeah, thank you. So he goes on to say, this is 2024, man, banning books, attempting to erase history. This was his virtual remarks at the National Action Network Convention in the South Court Auditorium. And he's upset that the Republican lawmakers are trying to remove, and he's specific. He says remove sexually explicit books. But the funny thing about this, it's not a matter of just removing sexually explicit books. They're trying to take these books that have illustrations on how to have sex out of elementary school. I've seen them. I can put the pictures up. You're all going to throw up if I put the pictures up. And, you know, elementary school, they're not age appropriate. And it's amazing to me why a certain group, why Democrats in particular, seem to love this stuff, love pushing this pornographic, this sexual stuff on our young kids.
Because they're demonic. It's that simple. But what I don't understand, if people who have this information that Biden is promoting these books, and they have the books, and they have the pictures. Listen, we have TikTok, we have Instagram.
You got to hold that thought. We got to go for commercial break, but I do want to finish this up because I think it's a big deal, and people need to know it. It's not just fantasy; it's really happening. All right, let's see the Joe Messina Show. We'll be back in just a few minutes with Sonia and Joe.
Talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
That's good. Am I still there?
Yeah. I just heard another voice when you were talking.
Oh, that was a movie, and then I started diminishing my screens, and...
Oh. Hold on. We are back. Well, okay, there we go. Now we're back. God, I hate electronics. Joe Cena, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, get informed. Seriously, people. No, have a clue. I'm going to put that way. Have a clue as to what to talk about. Let me bring her back on with me. Sonya Schmidt joins me as my co-host on Fridays. Always appreciate the conversation and with her when she's here. And Sonya, thanks for being here. Always appreciate your time.
Well, you're welcome. I didn't know that I was going to be able to do it tonight. I'm just like,
You're pooped.
I tell you, between the stuff in the news and your own personal life, you get wiped out, folks. You get it.
Yeah. But on the bright side of things, we've had some really good weather where we live, as of late. So that's kind of nice. And we were talking about Joey B's being upset about them banning these, I don't know how to, they're pornographic material. There's no way around it.
Yeah, and, it's all of it is.
Yeah, these books are being found. Some of you, if you got access to Amazon, again, this isn't a pounding on the LGBTQ community, with the exception of saying, for those of you who really believe that this book is appropriate for 6th, 7th, 8th graders, I would have to question your sanity, all right? And the book is called Gender Queer, and the book has illustrations on how to have sex. I mean, looking at it, this is almost akin to the old Playboy books to a degree. Okay? So when you look at this and you look at the pictures, imagine your, I don't know, sixth grader, seventh grader, looking at this, having options to see this in the library. And I don't want to hear about how, they're going to be exposed to it anyway, okay? Then let them be exposed to it at home. You set them up first. You talk to them about these kind of things first. I don't believe any kind of school should be heterosexual, homosexual, whatever the new terminologies are for all these things. It's up to the parents to take care of. And I don't want to hear about how, well, what if they don't do it? Still not your job. Those kids do not belong to you. Hi, Sonia.
What's your question?
I have to calm down for a second.
Calm down.
Well, I think it's, you know, Joey B is rich in him, you know, talking about how these sexually explicit books should be put back in the school. Apparently, he has no boundaries either. And I guess my question was, and you kind of answered it, why does it seem like one side of the aisle, specifically with fervor, wants these books in the libraries and the classrooms of little kids?
Well, all right. So my first answer to that is that it's clearly a spiritual matter. You have to be evil to want to expose children to sex acts. Okay? There's something wrong with you that you want to even be entertaining the conversation of sex to children, no matter if it's illustrated or the spoken word, or any of that. There's something wrong with you to such a deep level that it has to, in my opinion, go down to the spiritual level. In terms of Joe Biden, I don't know half the time that he even knows what he's talking about, but I think he was probably told that these books were scratch and sniff, so he's probably into that.
Well, yeah, I look at this stuff too, and they just call it banning books. And here's the funny thing about banning books.
Well, that's the twisting of the language.
Yeah.
They could say that these books are all about inclusivity and about caring and about, you know, that's how they twist the language. But unless we stand up against that and cry BS on it, then we get what we got.
Yep.
And you know, these books shouldn't, they're going, well, you're censoring or you're banning or you're burning. Yeah. Just say yeah.
Well, I kind of approach it a little differently and say, wait a minute. In order to ban books like they did, because they always bring up how the Nazi banned books.
Right.
In order to do that, it can only be available in one place. You burn all those books up, and now there's no place to get it. Well, I'll tell you what. You can still get them in the public library. You can still get them on that little smartphone that you bought little Johnny or Susie or whatever the kid's name is. They're not banned by any stretch. They're not unavailable. Let's put it that way.
I'm sorry. There's so many different ways that you could unlock a way for parents to give the child the book. If you're a parent and you really think that this is a book your child wants to or should read, there should be a way for a parent to unlock that book and give it to the child.
Mm-hmm.
It should not be readily available at the school library for all children to read. And once again, I go back to, if you think that that's the case, then there's something wrong with you. If you're allowing your children to go to those sorts of schools, you really need to become aware and decide what's the right thing for your child to do. But yep. these people who are in charge of children right now, in many cases that I'm hearing of, should not be around children at all.
Yep. They scare me because they have absolutely no boundaries. So it drives me out of my mind. Anyway.
My feeling is, of course, I think these books should not be there, but they're going to fight, and they're going to fight everywhere around it, and they're going to trick you into thinking that you're opting out of things that you're really not opting out of, and they're going to say that this is all about sex ed and inclusivity and love, people loving who they love, and all that trick language. And if you fall for that, you're stupid. Get your kids out of that school.
Okay, quick question. Somebody just threw this at me. Where were we? Okay, prenups. Marriage killers or not?
Cleanups?
Prenups. Prenuptial.
Oh, that's a great question.
Yeah. Is it?
Woo!
Are they?
Do we have a commercial break coming up? Oh, that's a good question.
I was thinking, before I even asked you, I was thinking, okay, most people know I've been married twice. This is my second marriage. And I don't think a prenup even rolled off our lips or talked about or anything. Okay, you got that commercial you were looking for. So
okay, good.
Good. Oh, here we go. Yeah.
All right. Why did they ask that? Ask the person.
No, it had to be something to do with the marriage. I can ask them. Anyway, we got to go. We're going to
cut
off.
Yeah.
There you go. We'll be back in a minute.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You have-
USA News update. 16 people were injured, 3 critically, when the driver of a stolen 18-wheeler deliberately crashed into a Texas DPS office. Happened in Brenham, which is located on a key highway linking Houston and Austin. Several reports say the driver was arrested and that he was angry he was denied a commercial driver's license Thursday. Donald Trump set to make history as the first former president to face trial in a criminal case. Jury selection for Trump's alleged hush money case taking place in New York City will begin on Monday. The accusation against Trump involves falsifying business records to conceal a hush money payment to adult film star Stormy Daniels before the 2016 election. A new study reveals that certain cities are being hit harder by rising inflation than others. According to WalletHub, Honolulu, Miami, St. Louis, Seattle, Dallas, and the San Bernardino area in Southern California are facing inflation rates above the national average. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Come on, that's got to make your blood boil or be happy, whatever. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us here on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Sonia Schmidt joins me as my co-host on Fridays. Always appreciate her time with me. And Sonia, got some good questions. Not questions.
Oh, my gosh. The last question. I've been thinking about it since the commercial break. It's like, what is the most responsible way, the most grown-up, unemotional, rational way I can answer the question? So what was the question again about prenups?
Oh, it's a Freudian thing. You pushed it out of your head. prenups, are they a marriage killer?
I don't know that they're a marriage killer. I think they're a romance. Wow. I'm not against them. And the reason I'm not against them is because I think that there's so many frauds. There's so many people that rush into relationships and they don't even know who they're dealing with, both male and female. And if you're a person who's accomplished a certain amount of stuff, whether it be, in your business or whatever, heritage, you've got an inheritance or whatever, you have to really be careful. So I think it's really important to see how somebody reacts to the mention of a prenup, but I think it's a romance killer because I'm a hopeless romantic, and I want to go in there thinking that everything is just going to be just wonderful.
But it's not. It's just not going to be. And I also think in the age, especially in California where there's no fault divorce, it becomes very complicated. So do I think it's a marriage killer? If you've gotten involved with somebody who's involved with you because of what you have, yeah. But is it a romance killer is the problem that I have with it. I would never do it again without a prenup unless the guy was three times richer than me. And if he asked, here's the thing, you know, I just took my real estate license. I just passed my real estate license. And the thing about property is that you own the property that you had when you came into the marriage. And then after that, then it's divided. And I think that that's probably fair. So if you accomplish a certain amount of stature or money or whatever, inheritance or all that before you got married, then that's yours and you can feel secure in that. And then everything you guys work together to accomplish after that, you split up if you have to split up. And I think that that's fair and an equal, you know, a way to think about it. Kanye and Kim did that. You know, it's not stupid to do that. Whatever he accomplished before her and whatever she accomplished before him was theirs. And whatever they accomplished together was theirs together that they had to split in the event of a divorce, which they did.
What if you made it for a term of, you know, after 10 years, it dies?
After 10 years, what dies?
The prenup. Not your partner.
But you can devise whatever you want. I mean, it's a contract. You can draw up whatever you want to draw up.
Yeah.
But it's a grown-up conversation that, to be honest, it's along with many other grown-up conversations that you need to have before you get married. How are you going to raise the children? If you are Christian and he is Jewish, what are you going to do exactly? If you are, I think that those are conversations that are grown-up conversations that people, if you can't have those before you get married, you just cannot float along with, oh, my God, he's just so cute, you know?
No, I get that. And yours truly has a different spin on that, you know, and the spin is maybe if you couldn't do a prenup, because you just said it a minute ago, you know, you have these emotional moments or things happen, you go get married, the whole nine yards, and it's kind of like, why don't you do it the right way, right? You know how long I've been married. I didn't have a whole bunch. She had more than I had when I got married.
What's the right way, though? What are you saying is the right
way? Well, I think that a prenup, just like people who have separate bank accounts, right? I mean, I meet with men that are married, and help them kind of strengthen their marriages. And, you know, some of these guys will almost talk about not trusting their wives. They have separate bank accounts. They have separate credit cards. They go, wait a minute. From a biblical standpoint, it says the two become one. It doesn't say you drive a bigger wedge.
What if they know? What if they love this woman and everything works, but they know that she has a spending problem? Or they know she, you know what I'm saying? So
don't give her a credit card.
Why wouldn't it be smart for them to have a separate banking account and to discuss with the wife why?
Well, there's all kinds of stuff. There's all kinds of obstacles you can put in the way. You have some bank accounts, you can make it so you have to have two signatures and everything. But if you got somebody that's going to drive you into the poorhouse as a couple, don't you think you should work on that first before you do the I do's?
What if that's her thing, but you could solve that by, I'm just throwing it out there. I would have a real problem marrying somebody that's got a spending problem.
Me too.
But, if you see that you're going to marry somebody that has a spending problem and you can solve that by having maybe a separate account or double signatures or whatever, but everything else is perfect, then could you do that? I mean, is that not a problem?
I don't know. I'd have to, that's a Dr. B question, because in my mind, if you know, you love this woman, you love this man, and you know you've got an issue or they've got an issue, What do you do with that? How, you're always in the back of your head. Is she looking for my checkbook? Did she find my credit cards? Does she know where I stash the cash?
Well, okay, so that, by the same token, I mean, that would be the same thing if, you know, with the ease of viewing things online, you know, these days, if you know that you're dealing with somebody who has a propensity to like to
you
look
can't
at visual,
big words with me.
Right. If you have, you know, and I put a lock on the internet, and he has to, you know, he has to, mm-hmm. he or she has a code, and I have a, you know, I get to see the history and all that. Do you do it anyhow? Personally, me, no. Somebody who has a spending problem or who has a porn problem or has, I say no. He could be as cute all day long as he wants to, but to me, that's not my mate.
Yeah, see, the thing that, you know, without getting into detail, that killed my first marriage was money, was somebody who didn't understand that what was in the ATM balance was not the balance, not the real balance. There were checks out. There were bills that were paid. There was money being put aside to pay bills.
Right.
And that, to your point, that was an issue, right? And...
But what if you had an account where she couldn't get anything out without your signature, and but everything else was perfect? What would you do? Would you?
I'd send her to a psychiatrist. I mean, seriously, because that doesn't go away. And then there's a resentment. How much money do you have in your account? Well, it's none of your business what I have in my account. I'm paying the house bills, the heat's still on, the air conditioner works. I mean. There are so many things that get set up by that when you're separating things.
You have to feel at ease and safe and comfortable in a relationship. And if you're chasing down and putting lock boxes on their weaknesses, it's just not worth it. I don't have the energy for all that.
Yep.
But so their question is, it a marriage killer?
I say yes. I would answer yes. You answer how you do.
I don't say the prenup is. I say getting involved with somebody who has addictions and bad habits is. A prenup just spells out, this is what's going to happen if we split up.
You know what? It's funny you're going down this road, because I remember talking to one of my daughters about this, the relationships, and Tammy, there's that music again. Where's it coming from? Oh, got to go to commercial.
Okay.
So you'll be back with me in just a few minutes. More on the prenup. We'll be right back.
All right.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
You just got another button to press, and everything is wonderful. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and or, if you don't want to hear your voice, then you can always send me an email, joe@joemessina.com, joe@joemessina.com. Sonya Smith joins me, she does every Friday, as my co-host, and the question, it seems to be now, of the hour, is nup. What was it? Prenup versus no prenup. And when we went to break, what I was trying to tell you before I got rudely interrupted by the music was the my daughter and I have talked about this. Mm-hmm. A lot of women feel that they can fix the man they want to marry. All they got to do, they get married and they can fix him in a marriage. And you know, when you get to that kind of thing, it doesn't work. You and I both know it just doesn't work.
That has nothing to do with a prenup.
Well, okay, I disagree with you, because if you're looking at somebody and you're thinking, hold on, they have a problem with A, B, and C, right, and I'll fix that, I can make that work, but I'll use a prenup just in case, then why do you even walk into that marriage?
Well, I never heard of women doing that. I think a prenup is basically a contract that spells out what's going to happen to you in the event of a divorce, or you know, whatever you spell out. If you cheat on me, I'm out of here, and you get nothing, or whatever. I use the you know, the high-bred Hollywood example of Kanye and Kim. I know it was a discussion in my marriage. Whoever it is who walks into the marriage with the most amount of money, a prenup is basically to protect your money and assets, whether it be property, money, whatever, contract, you know, business ventures. That's what that is. A lot of women, they want to fix the dude, but that doesn't really have to do with a prenup. It has to do with, can I round this guy's rough edges out to be somebody that I find acceptable? You know, yeah, he wears shoes from Kenny's. Is that even a store anymore?
Well,
I can dress him. I can get him to change his haircut. I can get him to lose weight. I can get him to work out. I can get him. That's what fixing a guy means. But a prenup is, and mostly women have to face that, because traditionally men make more money, they have more assets. So I know very many women who had to decide in a relationship, are they going to sign this prenup? And what the prenup was saying from the guy's point of view is, yeah, I'll marry you, but if it goes south, you're not getting any assets. Because you walked in here late on the game, and I'm not really mad at that. I sort of understand that, but I think it's a buzzkill.
I agree with you. I agree that it already lays a foundation of, I love you to death. I just think you're the greatest. Well, just in case you're not the greatest and I'm a bad judge of character, here, sign this.
In case I'm wrong about all this.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, you know?
Yeah. And that's why I'm more in favor of, don't get married. No.
I know.
I think it's wise. I think it's prudent. But I think also people don't take their time to know their spouse. But listen, I took a lot of time. It just depends. You take time and you find out what you need to know about somebody, and then that'll tell you if you need a prenup or not. But I have to tell you, if you walked into the marriage with a whole lot of assets and a whole lot of money and a whole lot of accomplishment, I do not understand why the new spouse would get all that. That's the Lee Marvin case. She lived with this guy that was the, what was that called? When you live with somebody for,
Common law marriage.
Common law marriage.
Yep.
I don't care that you just lived with somebody. You don't, you're not entitled to everything that they earned before they met you. Or an inheritance that they may have gotten from a relative that you have nothing to do with.
Mm-hmm.
It's very complicated. It's not the 50s, like I know you love to romanticize about, but it's not the 50s where two people walked into it after the war, you know, after the war, and they neither had anything, and they got a VA loan, and, you know, it's not, these aren't those times anymore.
Yeah.
Women walk into relationships with a heck of a lot, you know?
Yep.
So do men.
Yeah, well, I got to, you know, again, I go back to part of the reason we're in the trouble we're in, part of the reason that we've got some of the issues, whether it's with crime and marriage and divorce and all this other stuff, is because we've gotten away from the law, the one true law, God's law. And I think that's what happens. You know, we meet the man of our dreams, we meet the woman of our dreams at Joe's Bar and Grill on Friday night, and, you know, that's the end-all, be-all, catch-all. So, anyway.
Well, no, I agree with you, but I mean, like, look at today's circumstances, even Mary and Joseph's case. That baby would have never been born.
Good point.
Jesus would have never been born. You get these two people, they want to get married. This woman, they've never had sex. This woman goes, oops, I'm pregnant. And now this guy's going to deal with being a dad of a child that he did not conceive in front of all of his friends, all of his, you know, and he's got to find a place for them to live. Today's thing, they would have had the RU, what is that, the RU, for the morning after pill.
Mm-hmm.
But it never happened.
Well, yeah, so that was totally spiritually driven, though. So, yeah,
absolutely. But people aren't spiritually driven anymore.
Not today. You're right. But what? Okay. So where do you get back to that? When do Christians? When do I get to hold, or you get to hold, or somebody get to hold Christians to the point to say, look, stop using secular logic while you're trying to or claiming that you want to live by Christian principles?
Well, you better make sure you're both real Christians, because in the meantime, before you meet that mate, you've made money, you have a career, you do things, and you better make sure that this person who's claiming to be a Christian, and I've met some real surly, questionable men in the church,
yep,
claiming to be Christian, and thank you, Jesus, I didn't get involved with them, because it would really ugly. In the meantime, you have to live your life, which means you work, you save, you do the things that you have to do. So you have to make sure that the man or the woman that you're involved with is truly a Christian. You know, it really helps if we come from great families where there's a man and a woman and there's people who are imparting Christian values into you. But you have, there's a lot of really broken people in the church. It's a big hospital. So for us to pretend like, oh, well, he's a Christian, and therefore she's a Christian. A Christian is a title.
Right.
So be careful with your money and your assets, because it can screw you up for the rest of your life.
I just wish, like I said, you kind of pieced it or shotgunned it together to a degree, in the sense of, look, if you truly... And this is just for Christians. The rest of you can sit back and listen if you want. If you really claim that you believe what you believe, then those are the things you look for in the woman and or man that you want to marry. And, you know, you make sure that you're at least working towards the same principles.
And that takes time.
What's that?
And that takes time. What people don't do is they don't take the time to see if their rhetoric, if what they're saying, if their Christianity matches up with what their actions are, how they live their lives, their fruit, is their fruit matching up to what they're saying? It's difficult when you're younger because you have, you know, you want to have babies. You're at those baby-making years. You want to get married. You're pushing towards certain things. But to be honest, if you don't take time to see if their Christian talk is their Christian walk, then good luck. Good luck, Felicia.
All right. So let's get off of that for a second, because we only have a couple minutes left, and I want to hit this one. This is a trans woman in my 20s. Realized that Gilmore Girls made me realize just how much of my girlhood was stolen from me. Now, I don't know anything about Gilmore. I mean, look at me. I don't know anything about Gilmore Girls.
Thank goodness. Okay.
Yeah. But this transgender person said that they, as they were watching it, they started to realize how much of their girlhood was taken from them when they... I don't. This is extremely confusing to me. That's all I got to say. Is that you grew up as a boy, right? What as we see more and more, you've seen what's gone on in the transgender community, and you're not going to be able to answer any of this because we're up against time. Never mind. I'm going to save this for next time.
Save it because I have a lot to say about this.
Oh. So anyhow, Sonia, thanks for being with me. Always appreciate your time.
All right. Thank your guests for submitting that question. I loved it. It made me think.
Great. I will. Yeah. All right. I'll be back in a little bit, people. Don't go far. A lot more with me in the next hour. And I'd like to say good luck to you. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a little bit.
Right now.